This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women that are listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the maintenance guys keeping things running along, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, that are out there sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And Catwoman and Road Dog, I wasn't hungry enough to tell you put down there that you were having stuffed hash browns at the Flying J New Haven, Indiana Huddle House Restaurant. All right, joining us right now here is Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. They did that to me, and it was like, oh, man, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, I'd like to be hungry, Captain, but I'm sorry. First of all, I love you all, and I had to make a quick change tonight. I was not comfortable. I was going to do a message on communism, which is very powerful, but I just was not comfortable with it. And you guys know, I'm not going to put anything on it. Before the show ever came on, God said, and people were asking me, they were calling me, please pray over the weather conditions. Please, please pray. Well, I try to give blessings, but okay. I said a couple weeks ago, God told me to do something I've never done before. Get a folder ready of many words that I have to say, or that, you know, good words about storms, because they're going to be there, and they're going to be there for a while. And by the way, this is Florida, may I? So I dropped the thing and pulled out my folder, and while the captain, I'm going to admit it, I missed it because I had to start getting my flashlights changed because I have to read this. But I want you to know that, yes, you drivers, I've always said this, I could never be a driver. You're going to have these conditions. And it's sad because I have never seen a year like this. And it's the weather is out of control. Let's just say that. What's causing it? I have my own belief system, but, it's there and we need to really put prayer into it. So this is it's a long song. Don't worry, you're not going to get it all. By Casting Crown, I haven't even seen these words in probably a year and a half to 2 years. We didn't need them. We need them now. So let me say these words. Pull it down from, it's called I'll Praise You in This Storm by Casting Crown. And I might have trouble reading it here because I didn't rewrite it, but the Lord said, get it on there. And I want everybody to know this. My whole being these next few months is going to be rough, because it's going to be on the storms. The tornadic activity, I've never seen anything like it. We do need days of prayer, and they really right now are every day. And I'm gearing up. I'm not going to let anybody stop, because I have proof that God is in these storms, and he can stop some of them. He can. But anyway, let me just give you these few words that I can get on. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you, and you raised me up again. Now my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you, God? And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and I'll praise the God who gives and takes away. and I'll praise you in this storm. I'll lift my hands to you, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold within your hand. You'll never leave my side. And though my heart is torn, I'll praise you in this storm. I haven't used those words in probably a year and a half to maybe longer. But I will tell you, there's a lot more to that song, but that's all I can get on here. But I want to tell you, oh, I've got more. I've got a whole folder full. You're going to get it. But here's another little word from Psalm. This is one that I love myself. I personally use during our hurricanes. Psalm 93 says, the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. They've lifted up their waves. Many of you are saying that as you're going through the waves. But I'm going to tell you something. What this says, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yes, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are sure, God, and holiness becomes your house, O Lord, forever. I have used that personally through hurricanes, and it's helped. And we're coming into hurricane weather right here. Many of my neighbors know that. I wish they'd get prepared more and get more serious about it, but I'll probably have to carry it through. I know the captain knows what I mean. We've had a few. But anyway, I just want everybody to know that, by the way, there will be blessings probably starting tomorrow night. But I really wanted to do the communism. I was not comfortable with it. I was walking around. I said, well, what do you want, God?
Before you go, I got a message from Dave.
Okay.
In Indiana.
Hi, Dave.
Picture myself, my wife, my dog, and the parrot in a bathtub as a tornado was in the area.
Oh, did he get one?
They had one close by.
Oh.
In Indiana.
This is why we're putting prayer over you.
Northern Indiana.
Oh, God bless you. I'll tell you, my heart, it be still my heart. I mean, I literally was going to give another message. I was all prepared for it. It was long, but on communism, well, that's not what God wanted. And I knew that before the show started, by the way. And I said, well, God, what do you want? And, of course, people have been begging me, please, please pray over. Well, I've been praying over. No. It's got to be constant because these things are coming at us from every angle. And many of you are listeners to the show, so I want you to know this before I hang up tonight. You will be prayed for constantly. Constantly. I don't stop, and I'll carry it on all night. And may God bless you and protect you. May he protect you especially, keep you safe during these storms. I sincerely pray this right now, and I was not prepared for this, but it comes from a very strong strength here. And remember, God sees and he can keep you safe. Let's praise him in the storm, and the praise will bring God right to us. Thank you, Captain. God bless America. We'll do a blessing tomorrow night. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we're coming right back. We're going to take a look at what's going on again very briefly around the countryside. I'm also watching the weather. There's been a change, again, in the bad weather out there. Now the tornado activity is back in southwest Texas, south of Lubbock, down there towards New Mexico.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group with four dealerships to serve you. And all the words you need to know are right here. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job or you're retired, and their 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you literally thousands of dollars off brand-new vehicles, and you get wholesale pricing on the certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. Moss Care, oil changes for the life of the vehicle, tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and I'm telling you, it just doesn't get any better. They are the best, in my opinion, automobile dealer anywhere in the country. And again, it's not just on Memorial Day, it's not just on a holiday, but 24/7, 365, you serve, you save. That means everybody anywhere that served this great country of ours, either as a first responder or as a military person, gets tremendous savings at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Google them, find out. Okay, I got to take a look real quick because we just had something pop up here in the weather radio, radio radar. There we go. That's what I'll call that now because I do have a computer that's dedicated strictly to watching the weather when things happen. Now, you truckers out there in southwest Texas, east of Pecos on I-20, you've got a line of severe thunderstorms, one in particular that I'm watching that could have a tornado in it between Midland, Texas and Big Springs, Texas right now along I-20, and it is following the highway. So be careful. You see that lightning coming at you in the distance? Make plans to pull off maybe for a few minutes and let the storm go by you, because it's got some very high wind gusts in it, and it's got large hail in it as well. There may be some hail in this one storm I'm looking at. They say that's ping pong ball sized, which can do some damage to windshields and whatnot. And that's east of Odessa. We've got severe thunderstorms coming up right now between Pecos and Odessa, but the one I'm looking at is between Midland, Texas, and Big Springs, at Big Spring, Texas, on the interstate. So please be careful. And that's for all the truckers that are out there running out in Texas tonight. Now, there's other areas. We'll get into that with flooding. We'll get into that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. By the way, we just had another area pop up of severe thunderstorms and flood watches and warnings, and it's to the eastern central part of Oklahoma, just a little bit below I-40, if you will, and also in the western part of Arkansas, again, just a little bit below I-40. So that's another area that's just popped up here in the last few minutes. And it's kind of getting fired up right now again over there. And the worst thing is these storms in the night. You can't see them. All you hear is the lightning and the thunder in the distance. And when it gets on you, it's a little bit too late. You can't see them. So there's not much you can do about it. So please be prepared. And again, if you got a weather radio, turn the doggone thing on at night. Leave it on, because it's so important. It can save your life when those alarms go off. And good morning, Sue. Sue's just chiming in here, and apparently, yeah, that's an interesting picture you got there. I've seen that before, but yeah, I got you on that one. And thanks a lot. And by the way, let's not forget that we are right now engaged in a big-time war of words in this country. The left versus the right, the hardcore liberals, the socialists versus the conservatives, and the true patriotic Americans that want nothing more than the best for America. I mean, this is all going on. And then you got people that are out there that you never know how to take them. Like John Kasich. This is the latest from him doing an interview. And, of course, you might know the interview would be on CNN. Here we go.
Echoing the words of a ruthless dictator about any American, let alone a former vice president of the United States. You saw that and you thought what?
I thought it was just crazy. I mean, you know, you don't use those foreign trips to play domestic politics, particularly as you approach an election. It's not an appropriate way to operate. In addition to that, I don't think it was a good trip because Abe, the leader of Japan, wanted some concessions on trade. He didn't get them. He's very worried about his agriculture segment, as we are here. He was actually somebody that believed in the Pacific Trade Agreement, which Japan was a part of, which we walked away from. And they talked about the need for some sort of a bilateral agreement between us and Japan. It's really gotten nowhere. And then at the same time, you have the president's advisors who were talking about the fact that they're very concerned about the activity of North Korea launching these projectiles into the ocean, and the president sort of dismisses it. Now,
I'm going to stop it right there because John Kasich didn't get the message that we played for you last week about Japan. There were some agreements reached before the president ever got there, and one of them was about meat, and that's the meat being shipped by the United States into Japan, and they agreed to allow more of it to come in. In addition, they were talking about apples and different things, produce going into China, and we're having problems there, so it won't go to China. Well, guess what? You know who likes all of that as well? Japan. And there's agreements in the works right now for being able to ship more products like that into Japan. And back when my dad had his farm, they got involved with the Western New York Apple Growers Association up there, and put some fancy gift boxes together and sent them over there to Japan. I forget how many hundreds of boxes went over there, but they chose different farms to send different varieties of apples. And I think our farm was chosen for the Macintosh. Somebody else was chosen for Red Delicious. Somebody else for what was called a Northern Spy. And then somebody else for a Golden Delicious. And they sent all of those over to Japan. And that helped get the business started over there, where they were actually shipping the fancy boxes, the 88 counts, the 64 counts, the 100 counts over there to Japan of the fancy individual apples, not the bags that they put together, the 3 pound and the 5 pounds, but the fancy individual wrapped apples in those boxes, which those were big time profit makers for the growers when they did it. Took a little extra work to do it, but they were big time profit makers. So anyway, Kasich didn't get the memo here. Let me play just about another minute of this, and then we'll show you how he is out of touch. And this is CNN again, so you know they've got an agenda.
No, perhaps, I mean, Governor, what he's trying to do is to keep...
I hear you. Well, you give me your perspective. But, I mean, that was no small thing. You've got the president also siding with Kim, contradicting the assessment of his national security team that North Korea fired ballistic missiles this month. I mean, John Bolton said this weekend that there is no doubt that North Korea violated UN Security Council resolutions with these moves. I am left with, when this, there is such a direct conflict in the opinions of the national security advisor one day, the president the next day, basically, who are Americans supposed to believe, the president or his national security advisor? Does it concern you? They're not on the same page.
Well, no, you believe the president. I mean, aides can say everything they want, but at the end, the buck stops with the leader of the country. And it might be here in this case that Donald Trump's not trying to ratchet up the rhetoric, and he's trying to figure out whether there's some way forward. The problem has been that we have not seen the kind of progress we'd like to see. And we know that the leader of North Korea has been to Russia. He's in consultation with China, who we're kind of in the middle of a trade, not kind of, we're in the middle of a trade war with. And I don't know where this leverage is. But look, if his idea is, let's not ratchet it up, let's not go back to, there weren't the ballistic missiles that we were concerned about being launched.
Yeah, that's true. They were not ballistic missiles, so therefore it was not a violation, technically, of the sanctions that they had put in place. But guess what? They were missiles nonetheless. And again, they don't necessarily get their facts totally correct when they are saying things like that, which for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, maybe they didn't do their homework, Kasich, but of course, the CNN host is going to lead them along because they have a narrative they're trying to put out there, and they're not necessarily trying to do anything at all to help this president or to help his presidency or do anything at all. By the way, before we go to the bottom of the hour break, very quickly, Mitch McConnell has vowed to fill another Supreme Court vacancy in 2020 when it occurs. How about that? Okay, we shall return, bottom of the hour, with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service issued a tornado emergency for Kansas City, and officials say two tornadoes have struck the area. Storm chaser James Skivers.
This is most definitely a tornado. It was very difficult to see just due to its nature of being wrapped in rain. It was definitely not something that I don't think anybody would, if the sirens weren't going off and the emergency managers weren't doing their fine job, I don't think many people would have known about this otherwise.
Officials say 10 people are hospitalized with injuries. The Kansas City airport issued an all clear. Local reports say homes are damaged and trees have been uprooted. Skivers says people should be careful when going back to check their homes.
The side of the house is completely gone. You just don't know what else is going to go along with that. So you could just be walking in your home, checking things out, and then all of a sudden something falls on you. It could be a very bad deal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report of the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, find out more information about them by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And for more right now, give this a little listen. Here they go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I got an idea for you guys and girls out there to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion, how would you like the opportunity to make as much as $80,000 next year at this time? How would you like that opportunity? Well, in order to do that, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It is not uncommon for maintenance techs to start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year or more. Now, if you're lucky enough to be chosen to go overseas and work for a contractor that's going to send you overseas, you might wind up with a six-figure salary right off the bat. And wouldn't that be nice? So, check them out online at naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour. And you'll get the white gloves treatment, and you'll see exactly what they're all about. Veterans, post-11, 9-11 GI veterans, your GI Bill will take care of you. You'll have to find out what benefits you got left if you're previous 9-11, which there is always something there, but they'll help you with that too, naa.edu or 800-659-2080. And civilians, there are student loans available there too. Now, the Army's tweet has prompted stories of harmful effects of military service. The post was shared widely and received thousands of responses, but many were probably not what the Army was looking for because they were talking about things that had happened to people that were negatively affecting them in their life after the Army. But then again, it's a story that needs to be told. Not everybody's a happy camper all the time. Things happen for reasons, but there's always two sides to the story. And remember that when you see these tweets and whatnot. By the way, about 1,000 U.S. troops are headed to the border. Again, as another wave of troops are headed that direction, not sure when they'll be going. And about 1,500 troops are headed overseas, consisting of predominantly intelligence aircraft, engineers, and fighter pilots going to the Middle East as a prudent defensive measure against Iran. That was announced by the Pentagon on Friday before the Memorial Day weekend. And the Army Vice Chief of Staff, General James McConville, is now officially going to be the Army's next top officer. Now, he's the Army's top aviator right now. And he'll also be taking over as Chief of Staff later this year. By the way, a rising young Afghan pianist wants the world to see a different side of his country. His name is Alam Fanhoos, and he's a gifted young Afghan pianist. He'll graduate soon with a Bachelor of Music degree from the City University of New York's Hunter College. And he wants all Americans, service members, to, especially those who served in Afghanistan, to know that you made his education possible. Well, how about that? That's nice coming from an Afghan, so thank you very much, and you're welcome very much. And the Medal of Honor, America's highest award for combat valor, is both a gift and a constant reminder of what's often the worst day of recipients' lives. Now, I saw a couple of Medal of Honor winners on Memorial Day. And, of course, we have traditions in the military when you see them. First of all, they always have the right-of-way on the sidewalk. You allow them to get by doing whatever it is they have to do to move. You also render a salute. Whether or not it's a non-com or not, they get a salute because that's one thing that the military does. And, of course, whatever they have to say is listened to intensely because a lot of the younger soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines want to be just like that guy that's wearing that Congressional Medal of Honor around his neck. Now, the U.S. military has no intention of losing its paramount status in the world, according to the president. He says, we will forever remained second to no one when he touted the U.S. military power in the Pacific after the Japanese visit with the emperor over there. And Iraq has stepped in and offered to mediate the crisis between its allies, Iran and the U.S. Now, Iraq offered to mediate the crisis between the two key allies, the United States and Iran, amid the ever-escalating Middle East tensions as Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers steadily unravels. I'll predict that by the end of the year, there won't be that many countries into it at all. Germany obviously appears to be trying to make some sort of deal on their own with Iran. Not sure where that's going to go. And I talked a lot, and I talked about this when I was down at the Knights of Columbus in Sarasota, and hello to those folks tonight, about the widow's tax. That's what it's referred to, the tax changes on the war widows. Now, there's legislation being proposed to not tax the survivor's benefits, the life insurance that a widow would get in the event that her husband dies in a line of duty in combat. And I think that's a great move. I don't understand why we would be taxing widows who are going to have a tough time of it anyway, at a time when they need all the money they can get to do what they have to do to either downsize or move back. Usually it involves moving off if they're living on base, moving off their base housing to somewhere else, and it's a very tough time for them, especially when they have young children. So I'm all for getting rid of the widow's tax when it comes to the military. Now, did you hear about the federal judge that blocked President Donald Trump from building key sections of his border wall with money secured under his declaration of a national emergency, delivering what may prove to be a temporary setback on one of his highest priorities? Did you see or hear what's going on as a result of that? The private property owners that have a private company building their version of an 18-foot-high wall on the properties cheaper than the federal government could do it, and doing it in faster time than what the federal government's been able to do it. 1 mile in 1 day was what they just got done doing. Now, I've got the 55-minute video of this, build the wall. I've got the 55-minute video on my webpage on Facebook. If you want to go over there and take a look at it, if you have the time to watch it, you'll be amazed at what you're seeing. And you'll be amazed at what this 1 mile section of wall has already done to stop the flow of drugs and to stop the flow of illegals coming into the United States, because it was put in an area where they said they couldn't build it. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. All right, we're coming back with our next Highway Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
righty, a little Creedence Clearwater Revival Board on a Bayou, a blast in the past out there in our Truckers Highway segment starting this hour out. By the way, our Truckers Highway and Byway segment is brought to you by your local Pilot in Flying J. Wherever you're at out there, a friendly place for truckers to stop and hang your hat for a while. You'll love it. Stop by and check them out and tell them the captain sent you. All right, here we go. We got to go right to the changes in the weather patterns here. If you're on I-20 tonight, they've got a series of storms that kicked up here just about 45 minutes ago or so that's moving across pretty much I-20. It's headed towards, I'm going to guess it's going to be in Abilene pretty quickly, and it's headed towards Dallas as we speak. There are severe thunderstorms in this. There has been a tornado watch or two along the way. There is one big thunderstorm that was out in front between Midland and Big Spring that looked like as if it could have had a tornado. That's why they put the tornado watch up. You've also got flooding, flash flooding advisories up with this line of storms that's coming your way because it's dumping a lot of rain very quickly. Now, not to be outdone, over in the Metroplex and especially over by Interstate 30, which Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys are headed down it or getting close anyway to getting on 30 coming down from where you're coming down from. You've got rain in the Metroplex up into Arkansas. When you get up into the eastern part, central eastern part of Oklahoma, now this is below I-40, but not by much, and it's down, it's got about a 50-mile wide stretch where you've got, again, severe thunderstorms. You've got flash flood watches and warnings all through there. It's currently raining on up towards St. Louis and up into the southwestern and southern area of Missouri to include the I-44 corridor. You've got above it to the north in the lower area of the Missouri Iowa line, you've got a flood warning all through there for rain. It's been raining fairly hard for about the last 2.5-3 hours. A little bit of a let up in some areas, but not much. And the rivers are all up. Everything's up there. So there is flooding, flood warnings, flood watches all through that area. Again, up in Nebraska, you've got rain across I-80 from about Lincoln West just about all the way to Wyoming. You got some scattered showers in South Dakota. You got some scattered rain in Kansas. Kansas is kind of quiet tonight. There is one small flood warning just south of Kansas City right now, one area there where they have a flood warning and watch in effect. You've got high winds tonight across most of Georgia and most of South Carolina, so be advised there. And then we have had more rain kick up again in the along the I-70 corridor east of Columbus, eastern Ohio, across Pennsylvania, portions of I-81 from about Snowshoe all the way across to Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, into southern New York, Poughkeepsie. Looks like you're getting rain right now. And all across the I-70 stretch and I-76 stretch into Philadelphia now, where there may be some rain approaching if it's not already raining in Philadelphia. Now, taking a look up and above in Montana, scattered showers, some snow, but not much of it tonight. The snow is tampered down pretty much, but still trying to snow in Wyoming along I-25 and the mountainous areas there right along the Colorado-Wyoming line. So there you have it. Now, keep in mind your home away from home out there on the road, your Flying J and your Pilot truck stops, because you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, or Wendy's at any one of the Pilot locations now. You'll also find Huddle Houses. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog, let me know right away. They like the stuffed hash browns at the Huddle House. And they find them at the Flying J, as well as Moe's Southwest Grill and Denny's. I have stopped at a Flying J over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and they had a Denny's there. Food was very good. Appreciated it. Place was crystal clean, and everybody was very friendly. Talked to a lot of truckers. Had a good hour chat while I was there with a bunch of guys who were sitting around me. And up in New York, up in Indiana, New Hampshire, you'll also find many Dunkin' Donuts now in some of the locations. But Pilots aren't what they used to be, so come on back to your home away from home, Pilots and Flying J's. By the way, all the amenities that you need there, travel center amenities at the Pilots and the Flying J's, too. Okay, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Lot of finger-pointing going on right now in Washington, D.C., and not to be outdone, yesterday we had James Comey, who again finds himself back on the hot seat, and we seem to have Loretta Lynch that's going after him, and John Brennan that's going after anybody that says anything to anybody about anything, and Clapper was on again. I mean, it's like the clowns, you know, bringing the rodeo clowns.
Yeah. I suspect that we don't know how long we're going to have to wait for some of these next reports to come out.
And they're getting real nervous.
Well, we're told they're getting nervous.
They're acting like
it. yeah. Comey is in the hot seat because he's putting himself in the hot seat.
Yeah. Center of attention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he just wants to keep writing these op-eds. But the choreography of this whole thing is really quite huge, and I think we're going to be somewhat stunned when we do see how far and wide this thing went. I'm very curious to see the tangible evidence that will soon be declassified and released by AG Barr.
I don't know what Sarah Carter knows, but she wrote an article and she said this goes back years. Years. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what, you know, what she's referring to as years.
Right through the Obama administration, this is what she's pointing out.
Well, I mean, that's a handful of years ago. Mm-hmm. It will be. The evidence is really what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, you can be the prosecuting attorney.
No thanks.
Denise is going after him. All right. Well, very quickly here, we don't have a lot of time. We may have more troops going to the border. I heard the number 1,000 tossed at me. I don't know how true that is. I'm going to find out from the colonel this morning because he comes on an hour from now. And then we know we've got about 1,500, I think, going overseas in the Middle East. Is that about right?
Yeah, that was announced last week.
Yeah, so but this 1,000 to the border, that kind of came like late yesterday.
Well, yeah, we shall see where they exactly go, too.
Yep, hold that thought, folks. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And by the way, build that wall? Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. The corner of New Mexico and Texas and Mexico. And they've stopped the drug trafficking right there in that area. And they've stopped the influx of people coming in right there at that area. So they've just found another place to come in. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.